Welcome to our Ulysses European Odyssey podcast. My name is Claudia Woolgar, and I spoke to a number of our amazing partners to find out what had inspired them to get involved in the project and what it had meant to them to be part of it. Happy listening. I would like to warmly welcome our Budapest partner, Budapest Brand, and I'm here talking to Matej Gaspar. And I would love to ask from, I've been to Budapest. We did an extra city gathering in Budapest, which was very beautiful, and we were well looked after by you. Thank you so much. But I missed your event. Amazing pictures that people can see on the website and some really beautiful video material. But tell me, if we look back, to the beginning, why did you want to get involved in the project?
Well, we were lucky to be invited quite last minute, because as I remember, you've been struggling to find a Hungarian partner, and Budapest and Budapest Brand was not the first choice, obviously, because the original oeuvre, the Ulysses, has very strong connections with Hungary, but not with Budapest, its capital, but with a countryside city called Szombathely, and it's literally referenced in the Joyce literature. So, but this is it's at the western border of the country. Very nice city, by the way, where the cult of Joyce and Ulysses is very much nurtured, and they organize Bloomsday, and they honor the memory of the author and the novel by huge artistic projects as well, like murals and so on and so forth. But for some reason you couldn't get through and have a partner from there. So that's how Budapest came into the picture. And of course, we were very happy to join this adventure, because this is something that we have not done before. So it was a very great opportunity for us to step out on the international level and be part of a real European adventure, I have to say that this was really a very opportune first opportunity for us to experience, because it was a real European level adventure, and with Budapest we really wanted to be part of it.
No, and it also, interestingly, and we're thrilled that you were part of it, of course, and interestingly, it was 100 years since the novel was published, but it also coincided with 150 years as the anniversary of the city, and you used that to fantastic effect in your project, didn't you?
Exactly, that the context, the larger context was this 150th anniversary of the unification of Budapest, and our company was in charge to set up a year-long or even a two-year-long program, a cultural programming to commemorate this event and to mark it with all kind of cultural artistic initiatives. And exactly in the mood or approach that the Ulysses project was also proposing, namely encouraging community participation, using the public space as the major platform for artistic encounters, and also the reinterpretation of our tradition, and to see what does it mean here and now, something that we refer to as something classical or canonized or it's something which is rather part of the tradition. So we've been busy to rediscover Budapest and its stories, and also invite the citizens of Budapest to join our efforts to make the narrative about the city as heterogeneous and as fresh as possible. And the same happened with Joyce's Ulysses that we revisited together in this program. So for us, it was a sort of source of inspiration, a source of sort of model that we hanged our ears on to to follow and to somehow make relevant in our contemporary context here in Budapest.
Yeah, I mean, it was very beautiful because your theme was neighborhood communities in post-COVID Europe. And of course, when we started to develop the project, it was we were all in the depths of COVID, and there were no gatherings in public spaces being so important for Joyce, of course, as a place of utter democracy and where everybody had a voice. And you took that beautifully because out of this project, there came the book, the Ulysses book, but there also came the grand novel Budapest. And you were so inspired by those different neighborhoods. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the principle of this grand novel Budapest, which is also it's a sort of a game, but a large scale game, and the outcome of the game was very serious because we did publish a new book, and this was a compilation of the work of 23 contemporary writers who were commissioned to write in this book, and why 23? Because this is the number of the districts of Budapest. So we commissioned each district a writer to explore the neighborhood, to explore the local stories, to explore the geographical and historical tradition of the given district, and write something original based on that. And also in this process, we started by inviting the inhabitants of those districts to share their stories, their family memories, their personal souvenirs about the neighborhoods they lived or were living at, and also this collection of personal stories were shared with the writers, and they could or could not inspire their work from them. And also it was these chapters, these 23 chapters, which in its structure a little bit echoed the Joycean way of writing, because obviously all the 23 in our case were very different, as they are very different in the Ulysses, 18 chapters, but because from Joyce's part it was on purpose to experiment in each chapter with something absolutely different and new. In our case, it was a sort of given that the 23 writers had 23 different approaches, and still we could refer to it as a sort of grand novel, as the Ulysses is no doubt a grand novel, to say, because there is something which brings all that together, and this is in our case the very idea of the big city, the idea of Budapest and the celebration of its past and present, and maybe also a little bit the future, which is there in some of the texts.
Yes, and I think I'm right in saying that Ulysses sold out very quickly, and Joyce was sort of thrown into the public limelight for the controversy as much as the experimentation of the book. And I believe the grand novel Budapest sold out extremely quickly as well, did it not?
Yeah. It was a real hit last year. We came out at the day of the anniversary, on the 17th of November, 23, and it was a very good timing because of the Christmas season, and we managed to position this new book as a sort of must-have for all those who love contemporary literature, who love the city, who are interested in this kind of playful artistic initiatives, and yeah, it worked very well. We are now at the third edition, and compared to the numbers that such a contemporary literature collection can attain, we can be really proud of the some 10,000 copies sold of this book. Of course, part of the success was as well the very massive marketing campaign, but in that case we were really very happy to invest a lot because of the European project, because of the anniversary of the city, and also because the promotion of this idea that the stories of a city, the stories of the neighborhoods have to be told and retold again and again in many different ways.
No, I mean, I know anybody who hasn't read the book, it's only published in Hungarian, but there is a very beautiful promo video with English subtitles on the website. So I would urge listeners to go to the Budapest page on our website and they can see this very beautiful and inspiring English subtitled video. Just to wrap up, really, because you came back, you did another year, you did another follow-up project. You were obviously hungry for more. So it was great that the project was such a success for you and for the city and for the people who got involved. Do you have a highlight from the project or something that you will never forget?
Well, I was told quite often that as part of this year of celebration, where we really ran different and very very different projects, all trying to address the inhabitants and the visitors of Budapest. This was the one, so the Grand Nova Budapest program, which was the most robustly constructed and developed throughout. Basically the whole project cycle, so almost 3 years. So I really, appreciate the efforts that all my colleagues have been doing to follow me on these throughout these different phases. And as you mentioned, we had a very busy last period as well, when we invited freelance artists and performing arts initiatives to choose some districts and to bring back the stories, to bring the stories to life and bring back these productions to the districts where they came from. So we had a very nice series of 12 different productions throughout the summer and the autumn this year, where these stories were again reinterpreted by performing artists in very, very different genres, from fashion show to choral works, and from boat trip on the Danube to creative art workshops with paintings. So it was really very inspiring for the artists as well, this collection of texts. And I think this is how it was really very nicely wind down or closed down, because we started from the locations and we started from the small local stories. We went through a massive literary work, very high quality and original pieces, and then we went back to the smaller stories, or this partial, very individual views of artists, and they got shared with local audiences again. So I think it was a nice cycle, and also we made our documentation platform, our homepage, dedicated homepage in Hungarian and also partially in English, and we also had a Facebook page for that. So I think that it will remain there for a while and can be remembered as part of this European project and as part of the anniversary celebration of Budapest.
No, that's wonderful. Absolutely. And I'm sure it will live on in people's memories. And they have the book as well. So thank you so much for joining me today, Mate. And it was a real honor for us to have Budapest and Budapest Brand as one of our partners on this odyssey. So thank you so much. And I wish you all the very best in the future. Thanks, Mate.
Thank you, Claudia.